This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We've got Coach Mark Turgeon from the University of Maryland joining us at 9:40. But right now, a day early, it's John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, located in Tysons, Virginia. Or golf.com. Visit today to experience the best in golf on and off the course. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, all. How are you guys?
So, John, we actually got kind of like some terrible news from a caller, Pastor Jacques. And he suffered a fire in his house. And I'm wondering if you got everybody out of your house safe and you could run into your house for like a minute to get something, a possession, out of your house, what does John Feinstein grab?
Okay, I'm assuming my family, my cats, and everybody are out.
Yes, they're all out. They're safe.
Okay. Jeepers. I'm just looking around my office. You know, it might be the photo I have up here above my mantle of Dean Smith and I. It's a candid picture. We're sitting on the bench before a game. We're both laughing. I'm not sure what about. I have a number of pictures, candid pictures, with people in sports. In this office, and a number of awards and stuff like that. But I might grab that first.
No family picture.
You know, I have a lot of family pictures, and they're right at the door. I would assume / hope that I would still have many family pictures even after the fire was over.
Right.
This one's unique. It's one of a kind. I don't have any others like it.
You sound sickly like me. I've been sick.
I am so much better today, Jason, than I have been.
Oh, yeah.
For the last 3 days, I've been completely dead.
Yeah.
Did you have the flu?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the flu.
I thought I had the flu as well, but I think I just have this awful cold. And it from 2 in the morning till 4 in the morning, John, I can't sleep. I just lay there, and I got to go, you know, blow my nose and take.
Did you take anything? Did you take, like, Tamiflu or something, or what do they give you for that?
All right. Well, I've been taking a lot of Advil to keep my temperature down. It was as high as 102.
Yeah, that's gross.
And DayQuil during the day, NyQuil at night.
Yeah.
And just hoping to get better gradually. I've got the cold that you've got, Jason, with a bad cough.
Yeah,
that's really made my throat so scratchy. That's why I sound like this. But the worst part has been, and I think it's past. That part's past now. Is going from either sweating like you know, like nobody's business, or having chills.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Just alternating back and forth.
Oh, it's the worst. But you're much better today.
I'm much better today. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, I was. Yeah. I don't know how much high school basketball you watch, but Eric and I were just talking about high school basketball. DeMatha is ranked 6 in the Max Preps rankings. I don't know if you get into the rankings. DeMatha's ranked 6 this year, and Paul the 6 is ranked 8. And you and I should really go see a game maybe in January, because the best kid for Paul the 6 is this kid Jeremy Roach, who's going to Duke.
Yeah, I read a story about him this morning
that
he played his first home game since he tore his knee up last year.
He missed the entire year, tore his knee up. He is spectacular. And DeMatha's got a kid named Timberlake who's going to Miami. You would enjoy a game like this. This would be
spectacular.
Yeah,
I'm sure I would. You know, I used to go to high school basketball games a lot.
Yeah.
Always enjoyed it. Especially enjoyed going to DeMatha games when Morgan Wooten was still coaching. But I haven't nearly as much in recent years, partly because I'm old, partly because I have 3 kids. But, yeah, that would be fun. I'd like to do that.
We'll go there. Did you watch the Terps Irish game last night?
I did. I wasn't that I was certainly not surprised Maryland won. I was a little surprised by how easy it was. Now, Notre Dame is not that good.
Right.
I don't think they're going to finish in the top half of the ACC. They've got a really good player in Mooney, but that's pretty much it. But Maryland's good. Maryland's deep. They got a senior point guard who can really play.
So
I watched
athletic.
Them a lot in the Orlando event, and Cowan was just great in those two games against Temple and Harvard, both of which were losable.
Uh-huh.
I think this has the potential, and you always have to, in December, back up a little bit to be Mark's best team.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I agree.
For sure.
But you're right.
Well, remember that year. What year was it? I lose track. The year that Georgetown finally played them. Because of the Gavitt games, and I think they started the year ranked second or third, and then they ended up flaming out. But this team, I think, is legit.
Can you talk about, we touched on it earlier, that at least it's rumored to be, I don't know if it's fact, that Coach K kind of refuses to play Maryland in this deal and kind of, you know, leans in on the committee here in this ACC Big Ten Challenge?
I don't think that's true. They know that he's not that interested in playing Maryland. They've had, you know, Duke had a lot of bad experiences at Maryland over the years, and I'm not talking about winning and losing games.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Sure.
He gets along fine with Mark. It has nothing to do with that. But I don't think he leans on anybody. If ESPN said, we want this game, they'd play. But let's remember, let's be fair here. Maryland has not been all that good in recent years. They want Duke to play one of either the best or second best team in the Big Ten because that's the best matchup. I mean, Duke-Michigan State certainly made sense, right? They played in the Elite Eight last year. They started the season ranked, 1-3 or 1-4?
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually the way they do the matchups. They match the top teams in the league against one another, the middle teams against the middle teams and the lower teams against the lower teams. And Duke has always been at the top of the ACC, and Maryland, frankly, has not been at the top of the Big Ten.
I was surprised when I didn't get to see the Duke-Michigan State game, but I was surprised when I saw the score. Michigan State's 5-3. They've got, you know, they lost to Virginia Tech out in Hawaii, not playing well. I know they were dealing with Cassius Winston's brother's death, so that certainly affected the team. But you know, I don't know, is those teams always start off slow? But Duke lost to Stephen F. Austin at home. And
right.
Then they go into Michigan State and work them.
That game wasn't as close as the final score.
Yeah.
Look, you made the point that's correct about Cassius Winston. I talked to Izzo shortly after his brother's death, and he was a wreck. I mean, Tom was a wreck. And so you can imagine how the kid is. The Winston family was in East Lansing for about a week. And they were trying to help them deal with it. I mean, we all know there's nothing worse in life than losing a child. And when you lose a child that way, where it's inexplicable, where he steps in front of a train, I can't even begin to imagine what's that like. And obviously it affects Cassius Winston, and obviously it affects the entire team. And you're also right, Jason, the Michigan State often doesn't start quickly. I would think/hope, you know, there's no timeline or deadline on dealing with grief. But I would think/hope that by the time they get to January, February, like most Izzo teams, they will start to show the potential they have, because they certainly have the potential to be a Final Four team again if they're healthy emotionally and physically.
Yeah.
Do you have any what was I going to ask him about? Daggone it.
Skins related?
No.
That's what happens when you get old.
No, I was going to ask him about the Nats. Do you have any thoughts on free agency now with Strauss? And, you know, I thought this was going to be kind of a quick thing. Like Rendon, I figured we're going to lose him. But Strauss, I thought, okay, he talked to a couple people and they would just kind of wrap this up. Looks like he's doing the full tour, the whole nine. This is going to drag on a while.
I think this is just Boris's way of ratcheting up the price.
Yeah.
Obviously, with Zach Wheeler getting, almost $24 million a year.
That's crazy.
For 5 years. And Strasburg's rate, if he had continued with his contract, would have been $25 million a year. He should get and will get a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
And any offer that Boris can get on the table, whether it's from the Yankees or somebody else, the Padres, will help him when he goes back to Rizzo and the Learners. And, you know, Boris, he's going to get the most money he can. I mean, the one thing I hope will come out of it, Strasburg's going to come back to the Nationals. I don't know about Rendon. I think he may leave. But The one thing I hope comes out of this is this fantasy island thing that Boz and others have been pushing, that Strasburg re-signed because of the 2012 shutdown. He re-signed when he did because that was the most money he could get at the time. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But let's not play this Disney movie stuff that he did it because he was so indebted to them for sitting him down in 2012. He did it because at the time, $175 million guaranteed for 7 years was a heck of a lot of money for a pitcher who at that point in his career had been, you know, a pretty good number two or number three starter.
Well, also riddled with injuries, and you never knew when that arm
was
going to
explode.
And had
been riddled with injuries. Very good point. And, yeah. And most people don't like to sign pitchers to contracts that long.
Right.
And the Nationals were willing to do it, and Boris and Strasburg did the right thing taking it. But let's be honest, Boris is out there right now. He's going to get every dime he can out of the Nationals, and why not? I mean, this is probably Strasburg's best last chance to get the huge bucks that are going to be out there on the table.
All right, John, get better, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, have fun tomorrow.
Okay, we will. Always, you're always welcome.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You guys are tough enough to deal with sober.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you, John. Yeah.
John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, located in Tysons or at golfdomgolf.com. Visit today, experience the best in golf on and off the course. Golfdom, live the game. So next segment,
all right,
I believe we're going to try and get in touch with Cakes,
okay,
who is going to be confronted about his Peloton. I would call it a white lie.
Right.
These guys did some research.
Oh, it's definitely a white lie.
Peloton once or twice
a week.
I think
he was a little embarrassed that he doesn't use as much as he was kind of claiming.
Right, so we'll talk to him about that. And I hear that Danny's going to join us in studio. I don't even know what that's about.
Is there a revelation? Do we have some sort of announcement? Or is Danny just going to hang? What's going on?
Danny's probably just bitter that we're not drinking as much as we...
He's got a big show, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a big show we want to promote.
Oh, and we'll promote that.
Oh, okay. All right,
gotcha.
Good.
All right, we'll do that next. And we got Coach Mark Turgeon at 9:40.
I'm trying to do the GoFundMe. I filled out my thing. I mean, I'm going to give $100, right? I've hit the button 2 or 3 times. I can't tell if it's worked or not. But I don't want to give him
$300.
I don't want to give him $500. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm really stuck. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But did you put it out on our Twitter?
Yes.
All right.
You follow us at Junks Radio, Pastor Jacques.
I don't think I'm going to hit the button anymore.
One of our fantasy football callers every week to Dave Richard. His family had to endure a fire, which burned down part of his house.
Yeah.
Sounds like the structure of the house is still there. The main structure is there, but they suffered a fire. So there's a GoFundMe page. He's a great man.
Yeah.
Adopted 5 kids. Got a family of 7.
Well, he adopted 5 kids. They all have heart issues.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's an incredible guy. Incredible family.
So check that out. That's also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. All right, coming up next, Funny Danny and Cakes here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Mark Turgeon, head basketball coach at the University of Maryland, going to join us coming up in 20 minutes.
What a great tune.
They, of course, beat Notre Dame 72-51 yesterday. They are 9-0, number 3 in the country. So we'll talk to Coach Turge. But earlier in the show, we mentioned Cakes wasn't going to be here today. That was a planned day off. He had a day off in the bank. took the day off because he had the Cakes Classic last night at MGM National Harbor, and I believe he finished in the money. Saw a tweet this morning he finished third. But then some of the guys behind the scene, I guess, found out that he may have been fibbing about something.
Well, the problem is, and I think so, he's been tipped off.
Okay, but
because we talked about it,
that doesn't mean that he didn't fib. I don't know whether he fibbed. I
actually,
he's going to
come up with a good excuse by now.
Oh, okay.
So Cakes is there. Cakes a little bit richer this morning.
Cakes,
what's up, Cakes?
What did you clock last night?
Hey, what's up, Ricky? Hey, can we get move this call along? I have a date with my Peloton that I have to get to. That bike isn't going to ride itself, you know.
Cakes, how much cash did you win yesterday?
We did a chop at the end, a five-way chop. I believe I walked out of there with about 17 city.
That's nice.
Christ.
Nice.
So that was a nice, what nice time? Takedown for your boy.
What time did it wrap up? About 1:30?
About 1:15. Everybody was team chop at the end, so it was good. Everybody
what are you gonna
had
do?
A good time.
What are you going to do with 18 hunch?
I got bills, man. I got dental bills. I got school bills.
He just bought a tooth for his daughter.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone's got bills.
Going to medical school, that ain't cheap.
Nope.
I got bills.
Yeah.
So listen.
I got Peloton bills.
I know you've been tipped off on the Peloton bit, but when JP asked you...
No. I mean, people must think I'm stupid, because I saw the email from Drive last night, the show preview.
Oh, that's true. And it said somebody's fibbing.
Which said somebody's fibbing. So I saw that, and I was like, that's one of two things. I said it's either Fatty A-Wad lying about how much he weighs.
Right.
So it could have been the rest of us could have had a fib about something.
True. Or, no, it's just because it's recency. I said, or it's somebody's calling shenanigans on me saying I was doing the Peloton one or two times a week. So I figured out this, you know, like at 9 o'clock last night.
So you knew. So what is the deal with you and the Peloton? You just fawn on some slow times?
Yeah, you know what? Look, I've never met anybody as weirdly
competitive
as JP. So when you ask how many times have you done it,
uh-huh.
I just came up with, I don't know, one or two times a week. Not thinking there was going to be some sort of internet sleuth looking at my screen name and seeing how many workouts I put in.
All right, so that's not
an app.
I know, but why lie about it? Now, Cakes, I've always said he's big on the white lies.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
It goes back to when we used to carpool, and he used to call his wife when we would play, I don't know, Madden back in the day. I mean, this is 20 years ago. Right. And he would tell his wife, I'm leaving JP's right now. And then right when he'd hang up, he'd go, fired up.
Right.
Who knew Cakes' Peloton trainer was George Glass?
And I don't
so
even care.
Do you dispute? By the way, somebody sent us a tweet, and they looked up your name because people are psycho. On Peloton, shocker, you right. Logged in as Muddy Metal Cakes.
Yeah, that was like, stupid.
It was so predictable.
Anyway, the first thing I'm doing when I get home this morning is I'm making that account private and or changing my stupid
right.
screen name.
So they looked up Muddy Metal Cakes.
Yeah, it is Muddy Metal Cakes.
Yeah, but then you'd have to find your Peloton. Apparently you haven't found it much lately.
It's probably so
much Joni.
Yeah. Is your Peloton covered in like dirty clothes and socks?
I used it on Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, I think that was documented.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to pummel prime rib.
Used it twice in November, apparently. And look, I don't care whether you use it or not. My only angle, the reason why I asked was I know that you used to always talk about your Nordic track. So Cakes had a Nordic track.
He never used that either.
And he never used it. So I was like, he bought the Peloton, doesn't use it. Maybe I could buy it off him for like half price.
Would you sell JP the Peloton?
JP's angling. Shocker, he wants a Peloton at 90% off.
Right.
No, I'm going to use it. I'm going to keep it and use it 0.5 times per week.
So you're not disputing the idea? Because somebody
he knew. He saw the email and knew it was about him.
So you knew you were lying when you said it.
Yeah, but I didn't think anybody was going to go in there.
I know, but why would you lie?
Yeah, but why wouldn't you just say? Because I know he was embarrassed.
Because you're usually pretty honest about
it. Yeah, why wouldn't you just say?
Look, it's easier to just say, one or two times a week than, I don't know, I barely ever use it.
Why is it easier to say that? I don't get it.
It's just embarrassing.
No, he knew we were going to Joan on him if he just said, I don't use it.
See,
anymore.
Once or twice a week, we backed off. We went, okay.
Right.
That's why.
It was a JA.
Yeah, but if he was using
moment.
It once or twice a week,
Cakes,
we'd say.
Though. In the end,
if you look at Cakes, you go, he looks like he's been slipping
you think,
out.
Yeah, you look at him. You think he's been riding Peloton one or two times a week.
That's my point.
In the end, we don't care. You just
I don't care.
You regress to your JA from Olney just hiding things type of deal.
It's in his nature.
What, you know what? A tiger doesn't change his stripes.
Exactly.
You know that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just hey, a big liar.
Changed.
Cakes, did people...
I haven't evolved.
Did people hip you to it? Did you get a bunch of texts and tweets, though, when we talked about it earlier?
No.
He just knew from the outline last night.
I knew from the stupid outline the Drab sent.
Right. So you felt guilty.
He was guilty.
That means he felt guilty when you said it, too.
Props to him, though, for reading it on a day off.
Yeah, that is true.
I never look at the outline if I'm off.
No. Why would I feel guilty about it? I don't care.
No. Deep down, you felt guilty in your subconscious that you lied about it. I know you don't care. That doesn't impact your life. But you knew that you were vulnerable there.
Oh, I knew I was busted. I knew it.
Yeah.
I read the fibbing on the show, and I was like, oh, it's
stupid
probably...
listener, yeah. Some stupid underemployed listener looked up my screen name on Peloton.
All right.
Well, I mean, you signed in as Money Metal Case.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That was stupid on my part.
Yeah,
dumb.
His
you could probably hack into his credit card right now.
His username,
Money Metal
Cakes. Yeah, his username is just, it's nubs.
Don't most people just use their regular name?
Who knows?
Yeah, why don't you be John?
I think I'm JP
John
Flame.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you imagine the Peloton instructor going, good job, Money Metal Cakes?
No. You don't see... I don't do the live classes, Ricky. I do all the recordings.
Sounds like you don't do any
classes.
They were
trying to defend you, saying maybe he just jumps on it and he doesn't log in. And we were saying, nobody does that.
Why would I do that?
Yeah. Those are real numbers.
He's admitting it.
Yeah.
Those are
36 grind-a-thon since I bought that.
When did you buy it?
Since I bought that overrated bike with an iPad strapped to it.
When did you buy that hoop?
I guess you're never getting another Peloton spot again.
Would you buy it like a year and a half ago? 2 years?
I have no idea what I bought.
I'm just trying to figure out how much you've spent per ride.
I think he was doing spots for it about 2 years ago.
So let's say in 2 years he's ridden it 36 times. So how much is?
I don't think it's been that. I don't think it's been that.
Either
long.
Way, how
it's
much?
Probably about twice a month.
A year.
Once or twice a month.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Like per ride, it's like $6 a ride.
Well, I made the mistake by saying 1 or 2 times a week. Here's what I should have said yesterday. If I could go back in time.
Yeah.
If I could go back in time, I would bet everything I own on the turf because they boat raced Notre Dame.
Yeah, they did.
Second of all, if I went back in time,
yesterday's better.
Said, how many times are you using the Peloton? Yeah. I should have said, not enough.
Right.
That should have been the
right.
way.
That, that's what you usually say.
Yes.
You're usually pretty honest.
No, he didn't want to deal with the joning. No one wants to deal with the joning.
I just bored it out 1 or 2 times a week. I didn't think anything was going to come of it. I didn't think it was going to become this big freaking thing.
What's the other lie that you have out there that you know you're going to get busted on? There's got to be something.
What other lie?
Did you think there were some others that you could have gotten busted on besides like AWOD being a... chubbier than he's letting on.
No. As soon as I saw the rundown, when I saw that, I said it's one of two things. It's either AY related or it's going back to the Peloton bit.
It looks like
so you knew it.
So he must have felt really guilty.
It looks
when he
like
said it.
You were thinking about it all day.
July 2018 is when he started his Peloton endorsement.
Okay.
So 36 times in a year and a half.
What is that?
Yeah, how many... It's not. It's suboptimal.
It's not terrible.
It's about twice a month.
Yeah, about twice
it's
a month.
Suboptimal.
It's about twice a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, your money. Yeah, your, not... Every 2 weeks, your
so
money
you
on that Peloton.
All you had to do
it could be a lot better.
All you had to do is substitute month for a week, and you would have been all good.
Yeah, I would have been fine.
Yeah, okay. Been in the clear.
Are you on your way home now?
I'm sitting in my wife's parking lot because I just dropped her off coffee, and I forgot my everything bagel at Starbucks. My day is friggin' ruined.
Did you buy it and then you left it there?
You just walked out?
Yes.
What
I'm going to do? Because I'm a squeaker, I'm going to go right back in and say, I left my everything bagel. I need to pick it up.
He's got a carbo load for his bike ride.
Yeah. I have to get ready to pedal away.
Hey, get ready to do shot after shot after shot tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm gonna. Do that.
You got to get all your drink gear, though. You got to get whatever you're gonna make.
I definitely have to do that. How much? By the way, how much is on the line? How much dollars are on the line? Has that been confirmed?
Yeah, Valdez, can you confirm how much are we competing for? Five? Is it confirmed?
Yeah, it's confirmed.
So what is it? The best drink that guy gets $500, or do we do it first and second?
Winner take all.
Let's do winner take all. I think that's better.
Yeah. I would like the first and second.
I'm excited just to get better chance to get something.
Yeah. I'd like a four-way chop.
I do like to chop. Okay. I have a big
we could chop it amongst ourselves.
I swear, day will be ruined if you guys just come in with nothing and then just
I've already got all my gear out on my bar, like, so I don't forget. It's a big pain. I'm going to have to bring a big-ass bag in here and ice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's such a pain in the ass.
After I go back to Starbucks to get my cool everything bagel, I'm going straight to Home Goods and or TJ Maxx. I'm getting a cocktail shaker.
Yeah.
I'm getting everything.
You need it, of course.
All that stuff.
I'm bringing in my cocktail shaker.
Your guys.
I'm taking this seriously.
I don't want your stand in mind.
JP can't borrow stuff.
Yeah, you got to get your own cocktail shaker.
It's a competition.
Yeah. I don't. Or do you think I'm going to help you get my $500?
Yeah. Let's punt. Make it a three-way.
Pretty sure I'm punting.
Yeah, he is. He's punting.
Do you know what you're
my
making?
My shaker is going to be some 106.7 The Fan cups.
I've got two
Starbucks
drinks
cups.
on the brain. It depends on if the judges are male or female.
I don't
interesting.
Know.
Can we find out who the judge is?
Well, you won't know the judges until about.
So I'm saying, so I got to bring
couple
in ingredients
beforehand.
Yeah. Right, so I got to bring in ingredients for two drinks.
Are you going to make a manlier drink and versus a wussy drink?
Yeah, I mean that's what I say now. But when I'm lazy tomorrow morning and feel like poop, like I will at 2 a.m, I'll probably.
But I'm psyched.
Yeah, but you're going to be a better when my drink wins.
I got to. I'll
tackle you right here. In the
is
studio
anybody
going
to do a dryer? I'm going to do a run tonight and make sure I got it down.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely test running it.
I honestly don't care that much.
You could test blanket cakes.
The beginning of the segment, Jason, you're the one that left out all the Starbursts and Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, because it cost me one of my
your fillings.
One of my crowns.
Your crown.
Another crown fell off on the show.
Your Thomas crowns.
Yeah.
Keep eating hard candy, Ricky.
The Starburst pummeled my crown.
Yeah. Well, that's why I
think
brought it
maybe
in.
That dentist that you say hooks you doesn't
he's
really
money.
Hook you. He just does half jobs.
You're not
you.
Supposed to eat this candy like I eat. I mean,
crowns aren't supposed to just come off.
It was the hardest Starburst in the country. It tasted like like a Nounlator. And it stuck to my tooth.
What do you want me to do? They're from Halloween.
Did you find a stickier candy than a Nounlator?
How many times
should be eating that?
Didn't he have his tooth come out with Bonnie Bernstein?
Yeah, he was eating her candy
at the Super Bowl in Detroit.
He was eating her Epiphany chocolate.
No, honestly, there you go. You can still see the red Starburst in the tooth.
All right, thanks. We got to get rid of you because Danny's going to join us here for a few minutes before we got Turge.
All right.
You know what? I don't want to talk to you jerks on my day off any longer anyway. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow, Ricky. See you, liar.
He just won $1,800 almost, and he's got to go back to get the bagel. Just buy a new one.
Come on, Danny.
All right, Danny. I figured Danny was just coming in to bust our balls about the drinking show, but he has
a big
show.
Do you want to drink with us tomorrow? Why don't you drink with us? You don't care. It's Friday.
I can't do that.
Why? Did you do your show drunk, too?
Break another rib or something.
Yeah, seriously, I did that.
Yeah, he almost died.
So embarrassing.
We actually thought, you know, there was a rumor going around that you might have died because you had the air in your lung thing.
You started the rumor.
No, I didn't. CK.
CK says, we can't get in touch with Danny.
That took it to death?
No, they said, what was the word? They're going to do like a certain type of...
A procedure?
No, when they check on someone, a wellness check.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you didn't show.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing, too, what happened, by the way.
So did you actually sleep all the way until 10:30?
I did. I slept until 10:10.
What were the kids doing?
So my wife took my oldest to school.
He has a nanny.
Nanny was there because I can't lift the kid out of my youngest out of bed anyway. So she was there, putzing around the house.
She didn't want to bother you.
She's like, he's very hurt, like kind of like leaving me alone.
But so she knew you were in the bed.
Yeah. Oh. And so she just figured he doesn't do this normally.
Mm-hmm. She probably figured you were just off for the day.
It was like, well, he was in the hospital over the weekend. Probably he was taking the day off. And I wasn't. All I did was turn my alarm off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from being in the hospital, I don't want to wake up at like a weird time. But it's the whole thing is so embarrassing. Fell down the stairs. That just kind of get things moving to kick it off, and then I sneezed, and that's what brought me to the hospital.
Sneezing's hurting.
Right. Did you trip over a toy?
Nope.
Just me.
Sometimes
and
the socks will do that. Were you wearing socks?
Socks
on a carpet. Oh, socks on a hardwood.
Hardwood.
Can do that too.
I mean, I went
socks on hardwood.
Flying.
That's deathly.
Yeah. And so I'm walking around for a week with a cracked rib, and it's not like a tough guy thing where I'm like. You know,
well, you were complaining about it.
Yeah, I was hurt. I was moving slowly. It didn't feel really good. And then the thing that made me go to the hospital was I sneezed and I pulled all the muscles, the intercostal muscles or costal. Pentecostal. All the muscles in there that ripped away. And that's what I can't take.
Is that when you got the air in your outside your lung or whatever?
That was all going on for a week.
Oh, really?
That's all they cared about.
And they said that was bad, too.
Well, yeah, they said it's not good. all the doctors cared about that. I go, I'm here because this. I sneezed. And they're like, no, you're not. You have a broken rib. I'm like, yeah, that's great. But I sneezed that time. Right, that's all I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. So before we promote your show, what is your take? I don't know if you heard it, about Cakes' white lie. We just did a big investigation.
With the Peloton.
Cakes yesterday.
Is it something you would do? If someone asked you how often you use your Peloton and you're only using it once a month, would you say once or twice a week?
Yes, I would cover for it because it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
And anything less than every day is embarrassing when you have like that kind
of machine. Like a $5,000 machine.
Yeah, because I'm like you guys. I'm wired the same way. Whereas Grant can like just walk away from stuff that costs money and whatever. He doesn't care about it. If I buy something, I'm getting value out of that thing. Right. Yeah. I can't.
I'm
let it
constantly
go.
With the calculator.
100%.
Yeah. All right. So hold on. We got to promote a show. We got to promote a show. That's the reason why he's here.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
He's the big promoter of it. And it's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
You guys got to come up big. He's basically counting on everyone listening to fill this thing up.
It's right in my backyard, too.
Yeah.
Sure. More than welcome. I can comp you.
I'm actually going to be at the Palm for dinner tomorrow night.
Shocker. Shocker. You got his own thing. All right. Do the promotion or whatever.
TallyhoTheater.com for tickets. The venue's awesome. I love being in Leesburg. It's just such a fun place.
It's a great little
area. The venue's
awesome.
They renovated this theater. We've had shows there before. We did our fan live event there a couple years ago. Just so much fun. If you've seen me before, you can come do it again because I have some new material.
Nice.
I'll be going over, hopefully, to satisfy the masses, the tens of people that come see me.
Is it just Danny Ruye?
No,
or do you have a couple
guys? Openers. Got a Matt Deakins and Dom Gray, a couple up-and-coming comics. They're really, really funny. What's so funny about it is I like have my own little show that we do after you guys. You may have heard of it. And I've got a Twitter account and a Facebook thing, and I promote it all the time, and I do the best I can. And then last year, when I popped on with you guys kind of gave me the Godfather blessing. Like 100 people were like, you know, we hadn't heard about it until you were on the show. And I'm like, that's just a reminder. You have not arrived. You're not special.
Oh, no, you have arrived.
No, but also, you know this. People wait to the last minute all the time to buy tickets.
They do if they know about the show, but they don't for my little platforms. All it took was JP.
So what do they have to do to get the tickets right now? What do they have to do?
TallyhoTheater.com. It's one click. Very simple.
All right. Very cool.
Appreciate you, boys.
Can't recommend it enough.
All right. Coming up next, we got Coach Mark Turgeon from the Maryland Terrapins here on the Junkies. All right. We got a lot going on. And we have a new feature on the Junkies. Who's on the hot seat? Furnished by Marlowe Furniture. All the styles you love for less. Today, it's Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett.
Absolutely.
Massive game tonight in Chicago. Loss would send them to 6-7 and put them in major peril of missing the playoffs. In 8 seasons, the Cowboys made the playoffs just 3 times under Garrett. So he's on the hot seat.
I know who's not on the hot seat.
Nice transition.
He's on the hot line.
He's on the hot line, but he's not on the hot seat. Especially after last night. Coach Mark Turgeon. Nice win last night by 21.
Congratulations. You guys made that look so easy.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. We struggled early. Couldn't make a shot.
First eight minutes.
We defended.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And finally we made a few shots and got going a little bit. And yeah, it was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I think Notre Dame's got a nice team, but we kind of matched up well. Our defense works well against them. And I thought we guarded the whole game, which was terrific. And didn't particularly play great on offense, but we played well enough to obviously win easily. So it's a good game.
I heard you say after the game that you were a little stubborn coaching like your offense. Can you get into that? Like what didn't you change or what did you change?
Well, they were playing. We knew they were going to play zone. They had a lot of time to prepare. We didn't work on it a lot, but I wanted to put in a special set and then a little bit of a kind of our man-to-man offense against it's a matchup zone that they run, and my guys were fighting me on it. They weren't really running it, and I was being stubborn, yelling at them to run it, and they were kind of standing and watching, so finally I gave in and just said, all right, run our normal zone offense against it, which we're pretty good in, and that's when we really kind of got it rolling. We put Darryl at the high post. He hit a shot there, made some good decisions, so I've been coaching a long time, and when you coach a long time, you have different things that work against the matchup, but we weren't really prepared to do that, and so we made that quick change, and the guys did a great job with it. So,
Coach,
lucky our defense. Go ahead.
No. Go on, finish your thought. Luckily, your defense.
Well, yeah, lucky our defense was doing great because, we could have been down 7 or 8 at that point, but instead we were tied or up 2 and then, made that little run right before half.
Yeah, and then the second half, you guys start to pull away. And, you know, I'm an old school guy. I grew up watching Morgan Wooten coach at DeMatha. Jason played for Morgan at DeMatha. And, you know, basketball's changed so much. And you get this big lead, and yet you guys come down, and it's just the way basketball's played these days. You guys still going down there launching three, shooting quick early in the shot clock. And for an old school guy like me, I kind of cringe a little bit, but you guys seem to handle it. How do you handle that as a coach? Like, how do you know when to keep going and when to slow it down? It's so difficult today.
Yeah, no, we want to play fast. We're trying to win by 30.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to hold on to anything. And so we were getting open looks in transition. As long as we were taking good shots, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
If we force a play, I thought we forced a couple of plays to let my guys know in a quiet way that we were forcing a couple of plays. But I thought I really slowed us down the last 8 minutes, one out of respect for Mike Bray.
Yeah.
You know, we're good friends, and I like him a lot. He's, you know, one of the good, really good guys in our business. And I just wanted to work on our half-court offense a little bit. So we really slowed it down the last 8 minutes. I thought I put in subs early and walk-ons early. But now when we're up 15 with 15 to go, we're trying to win by 30. We're not trying to hold on. So we're going to keep running. We're going to be who we are. We're a faster team. We're a running team. And my whole deal is that we take good shots. And we kept getting good shots. We kept getting wide open looks in transition. And so
you
got to take advantage of it.
And I think Mike, too, his team, they were down so much. They were just shooting early, just trying to get on a run, and they just were missing.
Yeah, and then Gibbs goes 0 for 11. I mean, you don't usually see, especially an older kid like him, he's been in the program forever, go 0 for 11.
Well, like I said, we're pretty good defensively. Our defense matched up well against their system.
Mm-hmm.
We guard the ball pretty well. He missed a few shots that he normally makes. And they do shoot quick. That's who they are. They need to score in transition. I thought our transition defense was terrific. We've worked so hard on transition defense from day one of practice, and we worked on it hard the day before the game. We're going to work on it hard, you know, tomorrow preparing for Illinois too. But it's a big part of what we do defensively. And, you know, they didn't get a lot of open looks in transition that they normally get, and that's a credit to our guys really running back and communicating and finding shooters.
Mark, I don't know how much you get in. You probably don't. I'm sure you tell your guys this. Don't get into the rankings. But you guys moved up to third. And I don't think Maryland – I could be wrong on this. I was told by Chris Nockey, you guys have never been ranked number one ever.
Under Gary, under Lefty.
Yeah, I mean, even though Gary won a national championship, he was never ranked number one in the polls. Now, I know you don't get into it. I do believe at some point, you're not that far away, you're going to be ranked number one in the country. And you know how kids are these days with social media. I mean, do you get concerned? Are you worried that they get caught up in that type of stuff?
I don't think we're caught up right now. Mm-hmm. Now, if we get to number one, that means we've won a lot of games in a row, and then it might be a different animal at the time. But now, right now, I know people get tired of hearing it, but we are still a young team, and we played that way at the start, but you know, we bring four freshmen off the bench. Last night we played Sorrell and Ricky a little bit too as sophomores. But, you know, we still got so much to get better at and you know, one, starting games. You know, we're just not comfortable starting games for some reason. We were against Marquette. Hopefully we'll be Saturday. But
something
we need to work on. Our half-court offense has to get better. Our adjustments during game has to be quicker. You know, there's so many things that I'm on them about in a positive way that we can get better at. And I think our guys are really kind of enjoying everything. But, man, I tell you, number three, number seven, whatever we've been, never comes up. What comes up is us just trying to get better every day. And it's a long season. We got a heck of a schedule ahead of us.
Yep.
And there's going to be ups and downs throughout it, which it's how we handle the downs is going to be what's important. And then we continue to get better. And I do think this team can get a lot better. We're not very good in the big lineup, meaning sticks at the four, and we're going to need to be better at that lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Better in the half court, better in the half court defense, better in transition defense. And so there's so much growth for us right now. And right now we're just in such a grind. We played three out of four, and then Notre Dame, and then Illinois, and then Penn State. You're just kind of just going game by game, trying to get your guys prepared to play well in those games. And then after, we'll take a deep breath after Penn State and, you know, start working on some things that'll help us, you know, after the new year. for sure.
Well, listen, Coach, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, we'd like to come out to practice again, too.
That was awesome.
That was fun, man.
Keep it going. We'll get you on again here soon.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Coach. Take Appreciate it.
Coach Mark Turgeon, number three in the country, 9-0.
They're just balling.
And like I said earlier in the show,
they are.
It's not like they have a ton of seniors, but when you have second-year players.
You have sophomores. You have sophomores.
But and those sophomores played a lot last year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's crucial.
I mean, Callen's a senior, and Callen's big.
Correct.
I mean, it's crucial to have a senior point guard.
Yeah.
Because you need a leader. And they got it.
Yeah.
And they're balling, like you said.
They're just so athletic.
But like you said, it's a very long season. They got a lot of tough games, a lot of tough outs. So we'll see.
All right, I got to get my Secret Santa gift for tomorrow's show.
I got to get
my cocktail ingredients.
Yeah. I'm going to bring in the whole thing. I'm not loaning you my shaker. There's $500 on the line.
I'll find something.
Yeah. Yeah, you just get a cup, shake it in the cup.
Starbucks cups here.
But we have multiple judges already confirmed.
Multiple
which I think
judges.
Is better, too, because everybody could get a rating and average it.
Is there any bias in the judges?
Let's hope not. Hopefully they like
impartial judges. All right, we got to get out of here. For Cakes the White Liar, Bish, Evie, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.